National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Or like them on Facebook.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, I promise you an interesting show here at the end of the week, and I want to jump right into it. It's not that I'm rude. It's just that when I have a guest as fascinating as this in a book, so highly regarded as this, I just want to jump right into it. So joining me and joining us is Charles M. Barber. The book title, Judge Aaron Jaffe, Reforming Illinois, A Progressive Tackles State Government, 1970 to 2015. The book is published by Author House. You can go to authorhouse.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. Charles, welcome to the show and congratulations on the great reviews you've got. I want to open up by having you read one that you've got in your hand there.
Well, thank you very much, Stu. I'm glad to be on your show. And the review, again, I am a progressive like Aaron, and I worked as an anti-machine Democrat in our organization in Chicago. And but I have a lot of Republican friends, one of whom is a judge here where I live in Bismarck, North Dakota. And he wrote this, and he wrote this about the book. He said, although this book is about Illinois, the insightful observations Jaffe, as legislator, judge, and regulator, have value for anyone in elected or appointed public service in any state. And I want to point out to potential readers that it's a book filled with wisdom, but there's stories about Chicago and Illinois politicians that are real people that Aaron listened to, and he listened to everyone regardless of their political views. And one of the things that my friend Judge Robert Weefald, Bob Weefald, said that one of Aaron's observations was that most legislation is passed by legislators who don't particularly care about the bill, but who do like the legislator sponsoring the bill. So we have quite a few bills in the state legislature and probably Congress as well, although this is hard because of media coverage, which has a more shall we say, adversarial approach to this, and so we don't always understand how some things get passed, and it has a lot to do with this observation, and I think that's really an important thing from Judge Weefald.
All right, I want to jump in and say, and I'm being very honest here, I don't know anything about Judge Aaron Jaffe. Obviously, he's accomplished some great things. Listening audience, and probably is still in the majority who doesn't so enlighten us. What makes Aaron Jaffe so special? How did you get acquainted with him?
Well, I got acquainted with him because I was I became an activist on behalf of my students as professor of history at Northeastern Illinois in the city of Chicago, and we have reacted to the what's been called the police riot of 1968. And again, what's called the machine, but the regular organization, which actually works in many good ways, but was a situation we didn't like. And they said, well, Professor, the system doesn't work. And I said, well, let's go out and do something about it. Just like President Obama recently said, you know, you got to go out and get a clipboard and petition and run for office. And we went out looking for legislators, people that we, and we were disappointed in our first go around, 1972. In 1974, we decided to look closer to home in legislative races. And so that's how I discovered, and my students discovered, Aaron Jaffe. And he's really important in Illinois and Chicago politics because he changed rape legislation from a sex crime to crime of violence in the 1970s, way ahead of the rest of the country. And it was through, and there's a whole chapter, that's chapter five, how he did it. And how he did it is not the way people might think. Women's groups at that time were just getting organized. And Aaron's struggle to get this through with people that you wouldn't expect to reflect the victim's perspectives. But this law went through, became law in 1978. Very, very progressive, very, very, and actually a beacon to other states around the country. He's the only white man in Chicago and Illinois to be asked to be part of the Black Caucus by Harold Washington, who became Chicago's first black mayor and is actually President Obama's role model politically. And because Aaron's voting record was basically based on human rights. And so that he was asked to do that, which is a really remarkable sort of thing. And when he became, and he was asked to be for the last 10 years of his career, a regulator of the gaming board in Illinois.
But I got to jump in here because,
yeah,
take a look at Illinois. I mean, it is a basin of the utmost of corruption. People have no confidence, and certainly I'm excluding Aaron Jaffe. No confidence in the legislative process, what the politicians do. I mean, it's a walking, it would be a walking joke if it weren't so tragic.
They have to read this book because actually legislation does get bad. It just doesn't have the headline quality. It doesn't have, and it gets passed by people like Aaron Jaffe. And this book describes exactly how it happened. And it happens amidst some of the more headline-grabbing stories. But these guys, and many of them, and I think if people bother to follow their local legislator, they're near the percentage of they may not have ideas that people like one way or the other, but they need to set that aside and see how hard they work. They need to see how they sit in their office and people come in with everything that, you know, that they should be probably going to their doctor for and complain to their legislator. And also people themselves are very dishonest. They want services and they don't want to pay taxes for it. That's the number one dishonesty. And as long as you're going to have in a democracy people who think and act that way, you're going to have trouble getting elected. And I think that's what this book helps people do, although you get to laugh along the way. But it's a bit of a look in the mirror, as because we really are a representative democracy, but it isn't always so much fun to see it that way.
Yeah, well, and, you know, in a sense of being a democracy, we're really a constitutional republic. Why
exactly.
Oral history? Why is this an oral history?
Well, this was Aaron's request when I found him. We got to know each other quite well, and he wanted an oral history rather than an interview process like had happened with other legislators in Illinois, which just sort of gets put up on a shelf. And so it doesn't really reach people. And he's a great storyteller, and I realized that if I put these in some kind of order, that people would have reason to want to stay reading this book. And it's just that these characters are not made up. They're actually, my sources, I'm a trained historian, are in the footnotes. And Author House did a great job of putting the footnotes at the bottom of the page, because that's where, you know, people have a right to know where you got your information. These are not alternative facts, at least as far as any historian could tell you. And so people can go look it up for themselves. And they put it in big print, so it looks like a larger book than it really is for the read, so that people who still want to read about politics in their 50s and 60s eyes are not keeping up with their desires can actually read this book.
Got about a minute left. I wish we had longer. Sure. This is fascinating. Just some quick insight into the book that may entertain people, because there are so many anecdotes, as you say, hilarious little bits. Can you give us one in about a capsule view for a minute?
Well, sure. If you're a political junkie of one kind or another, you're going to love this book. And if you're a general reader, you don't have to be afraid of it, even though it's well documented and written by a historian. Because it's also my history of how I became involved. I was born into a rather wealthy family and changed politically to the point where, and wealthy and Republican on the North Shore, and I came and I met Aaron Jaffe, and we were on the same page. And I think people will learn a lot about how judges operate, how legislators operate in the real world. And it's... there are certain tragedies, but a lot of it is really funny stuff. And yet it's wisdom. So I think that they like Aesop's fables, except these are not fables.
Great book. And the basis of the reviews, Judge Aaron Jaffe, Reforming Illinois, A Progressive Tackle State Government, 1970 to 2015. It's published by Author House. I certainly recommend everybody buy a copy of this book. You'll get a great education and perhaps a lot of things that you interpret about politics, our constitutional process, Illinois, might come out a little differently. Charles M. Barber, it's indeed been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
All right, we'll be back.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place place for mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Pat Buchanan. I just finished a 20-minute interview with my old friend Stu Taylor, who's one of the best in the business and a conservative and traditionalist of the first rank. You folks ought to listen to him.
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
Oh, man, that's one of my all-time favorite songs by, I'm happy to say, still alive, Tony Bennett, who was, I mean, he's really legendary. Ever listen to him talk politics, you'll hate him too. But in this particular case, I love Tony Bennett so much. I'm just going to put his politics aside. But it's funny how we're trained, some of us anyway. It's just conditioned. My prior guest said alternative facts, and I had to keep myself from going for the jugular because I'm respectful in the sense that when someone comes on with their book, it's their story. It's not for me to interject, even though this is an opinionated show with how I feel or what I believe. But I can do it after the interview. But I've made my statement in alternative facts. Go look at Wikipedia. Go look at Webster's. A perfectly acceptable answer by Kellyanne Conway. But the progressives in this country, I'll tell you, they're, I mean, as happy as I am every day watching them suffer, I mean, they're just pushing me to the brink. Let me give you, there are a lot of examples, but I want to give one that, and we're going to reschedule David Horowitz from yesterday. A little personal problem on his end. Hold on. Let me just take a swig of water. It's only radio. Hold on. Man, I just love having my Poland Spring water, that little plastic container with me all the time. I want to give one example. The wall. Donald Trump going ahead to get this wall financed. I saw Vicente Fox on a couple of TV shows this morning, and there's room for negotiation, but they don't need the United States, and they got 43 auto plants in this country, and there's no way it's going to be the 20% tax, and they're not paying for the wall. They'll pay one way or another. They'll pay because Mexico can say whatever they want. I'm not sure what the numbers are. I think it's 200 and some odd billion dollars of business that goes into their country and a smaller amount coming in. It's not that we don't need Mexico. But if Mexico disappeared off the face of the planet, the United States could survive. But here's the thing. I just want you to listen closely because I haven't heard anybody else bring this up. I want you to listen to this, Matt, all right? All right. Think about this. I don't know what the wall's going to cost. I think they said it cost $2 billion to do, X hundred miles already. The price tags come in differently. Remember, Trump has a history, even though he's not going to be directly handling this. He is going to set it up, and this is what he does. Just think about this, because this is maybe the most important thing I'm going to say this hour. The estimates are, oh, man, this wall could cost up to $14 billion. Look what the Great Wall of China did. Look what the wall separating Israel from the Palestinians did. Miraculous. Nothing is foolproof. Miraculous. So let's say, let's stretch it to the max. The wall costs $14 billion. The country is in an uproar. The blacks in this country who supported the $800 billion bailout when Barack Obama took office and we're in that horrific crisis, where did most of that $800 billion go? As Jackie Mason would say, nobody knows. Nobody knows. $800 billion. What's it, about 50 plus times less than what a wall will cost? So if 800 and some odd billion, and it's more than 814 billion, so it's in excess of 800 billion, of that money, no, people can't account for all of it. Maybe 100 billion. I don't know what the number is. Most of it they can't account for. I'm sure it went into the pockets of a lot of people. The wall costs $14 billion. Duh. It's a drop in the bucket. We spend trillions every year. Cut out some of these stupid programs of pork barrel spending, and you can eliminate $14 billion just like that. We'll eliminate up to, I don't know, $8 billion by not supporting sanctuary cities. I wouldn't support a sanctuary city under any condition who protect the criminals and the aliens. Oh, it's their little safe haven. So if it's $800 billion on the bailout and the wall costs $14 billion, what's the big deal? Take a look at it all across the southern border with the United States. Oh, there'll be underground tunnels, but there's going to be in excess of 5,000 agents. They're already working out on the plan. If you listen and start making comparisons, we're $20 trillion in debt. It's nothing. It's a drop in the bucket to secure the United States, both in deporting illegals and not letting them get in here. It is a no-brainer. I listen to the pompous asses on the left. I just have to be careful how far I go with my language. I'm thinking a lot worse because I can't stomach them. This is the United States of America and the security. Oh, the wall's not going to do much. What's the wall going to do? It's going to do a lot. And who could better dictate how it's built than Donald Trump? This is what I mean when logic is out the window. I have a hard line stand now. I don't know whether I'd like Bill Bannon, his chief advisor in the White House. I mean, he's a tough cookie. Smart. Just take a look at his background. Harvard, the military. He doesn't dress well. He looks slovenly. I don't care. Bannon said the media should keep its mouth shut and just listen. Hallelujah, brother. Hallelujah. Trump is going to tout a 20% tax on Mexican imports to pay for the border wall. I don't know how he's going to, you know, and the left wing is coming out. Cokie Roberts and George Stephanopoulos and that revolting Matt Lauer. How is he going to do it? Oh, it's 8 days into office, ladies and gentlemen. I think it's reasonable that Trump doesn't know exactly how he's going to do it yet, since negotiations with the Mexican government may or may not begin. There are a lot of ways to do this. Tariffs, tax the imports coming in. Anybody who makes a vehicle or a product in a foreign country and sends it in here is subjected to a tax. It's going to do nothing but help American companies create jobs and generate, in the worst case scenario, enough revenue to pay for the damn wall. But you know, they're still all drinking the Kool-Aid. It's so unfathomable. It's supposed to be love. Loving it.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man, whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Delivery from Staples.
Staples guy. More storage bins? Great.
And you saved a ton with Staples' 110% price match guarantee.
I am resolved to getting organized this year. Now everything is boxed up and put away.
Hello?
What was that?
Oh, no. I boxed up Paul again.
Resolve to get organized at Staples. Visit staples.com/coupons and get your coupon for 20% off select office supplies.
Applies to regular priced items only. Cannot be combined with other offers. Excludes ink and toner. Restrictions apply. Ends 129.17. Staples will match prices for items from retailers with online and retail stores and refund 10% of the difference. See store staples.com for details.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
All right, guys, we're ready for our Four Seasons sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
Biz Talk Radio.
.com or like them on Facebook.
The Legal Exchange, Sundays 9 to 10 a.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hi, folks. I'm Dinesh D'Souza. I made the movie 2016, Obama's America, also the movie America, Imagine a World Without Her. My latest film is Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party. I'm a big fan of Stu Taylor, love being on his show.
I meet you in a secret rendezvous. Why must we steal away to steal a kiss or two? Why must we wait to do
the things we want? Oh, okay. I get carried away. I always get carried. Oh, man, I'll tell you. I could sing 1,000 of these songs, every single word. It's like being an idiot savant, but give me something substantial and like changing a country. I can't do a damn thing. But we all have those little idiosyncrasies. I love music. I love old music. And let's go to torture. First of all, let me make an announcement to everybody listening that I was subjected to torture for 8 years. No, I didn't serve. Barack Obama's administration, honest to God, tortured me for 8 years. I did this radio show under duress and a lot of anger. Thank God it did survive. And I'll tell you why it survived. It survived because I come on here and I just don't put a spin on stuff. I mean, I really don't. If I feel lousy, you know, if I feel physically lousy, I'm not going to come on and say, oh, boy, I got pneumonia. I don't. That's not what I'm talking. I don't do that. Sometimes you can't help it when you know, some things you can't hide, like a cough. How do you hide it? But I really kept things under the wraps with this miserable human being in office. I guarantee you, as he continues to play golf in Palm Springs, he thinks he's done more to make this world, this country, a better place. He has been on such a destructive course, and I'm looking at every day Trump signing these executive orders, trying to overturn it. It's only 8 days. I could go up and down the line of all the things that Trump has accomplished over these 8 days. Yeah, I mean, there are issues, and he's talking himself into certain things that he shouldn't be. It's carried. I know. I'm not a Trump worshiper. I'm just blown away by the people he selected and what he's doing now. He got into this issue on torture, and Hannity interviewed him on it, and David Muir, you talk about an egomaniac. I never met the guy, but oh my God, what I've heard about him. An egotistical SOB is what I've heard. And Trump does these interviews, and he doesn't back down. The issue of torture came up. Now, I want someone out there to email me or call me here at 888-205-2263 and tell me what's wrong with the fact that I support Trump's position. I would torture anybody to get information out. Does it work? Does it not work? I know it worked with Sheikh. The name slipped out of my mind. Yes, Kariq. The one who spilled all the beans in Obama, who's still in jail. It worked on a lot of people. I've spoken off the record with people in certain government agencies. There's plenty of evidence that it works. It worked in World War I. It worked in World War II. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. There we go. It may not work all the time, but the results, in many cases, have saved many, many huge numbers of American lives. You just don't hear about, quote, the atrocities committed in the wars. You see it with the Germans and the Japanese. It's kind of scary. I have no doubt the United States did it, and they did it with my support. I think they need my support. So there's a line here between extreme measures being taken and torture. Where is the line? Oh, waterboarding is illegal. Thanks, Barry Hussein Obama. You didn't want to see any of the people you worship get waterboarded. I understand. I'd have a personal attachment. Do you know that when our troops serve, part of the regimen is to get waterboarded? I've spoken with a couple. Yeah, we've gotten waterboarded. It's uncomfortable. We need to know what it's like. So why would we, quote, torture our own people if it's part of – I doubt if it's part of our standard thing now, because I don't have any insight into what's going on. I have a relative. I will never, ever, ever ask him who's involved in one of these services. I never would want to compromise his values and put him in a spot where he has to say, Stu, I can't answer this. He's a true patriot. So I – even – people, a couple of people I know, I won't go and ask them. And I'm happy to say they won't tell me because it's their duty not to. So Trump comes on, he's interviews with Hannity and with David Muir and says, oh, yeah, torture's absolutely fine. This is what I believe. This is what Trump said. He believes it. But I'll go along with Mad Dog Mattis and General Kelly. And the press has taken this, turned it upside down, and made it into such a colossal issue. What's wrong? There are a lot of things I believe in or I'd like to do, but I won't do it. I'm happy to say it's been years with road rage. I never had it, but boy, when somebody with road rage would put my life or my family's life in order, hey, I actually wanted to kill them. Like most people, it's an amazing emotion. Would I ever? No! There's some things you can say and you can't do, and there are some things you can't say and you can do, and then there's complete idiots like Madonna who says things she shouldn't say. I'll have conversations on the phone with a really close friend, and in most cases, he may make a comment, and I'll say, please, let's not discuss this. He says, I'm only kidding. I said, I know you're only kidding, but there are things you can't discuss. Public offices, the airport, this. I will never, ever make a comment that can be misconstrued because it's totally inappropriate. We have enough to worry about with our national security. So, again, the press has taken this, turned it upside down, and they're after Trump on it. They're after Trump on everything. He's cutting the price of airplanes, the price of submarines. I mentioned earlier that this going after sanctuary cities. Hey, congratulations, Miami. These cities are going to lose so much funding. Hey, look in Boston with that complete fool, that complete jerk. Mayor Marty Walsh. I mean, you listen to him. This is it's unbelievable. I mean, prior to him was Thomas Menino, and I had Menino on the show. He mumbled. He didn't speak all that articulately. We're already finding out it doesn't matter. Some of the most articulate speakers, and you may want to put Barack Obama there, but you certainly don't want to put Trump there. There's no correlation between what they achieve and their ability to speak. Mayor Menino, the late Mayor Menino, was on this show, and I met him personally several times. And when he died, he did not leave a ton of money. I will tell you something. He ran this city of Boston with an iron fist. A tremendous respect for him. Marty Walsh. Whew. Boy, I'll tell you, there's a radio talk show host up here who's superb, who nicknamed him Mohammed Marty. Now we're going to look at all these sanctuary cities. I think there were 300. And if you don't let the government come in and intervene, you're going to lose your funding. And you know what? Good. I am thrilled. Because Trump is doing what he's saying he would do in so many cases. Man, we're 8 days into this. This guy doesn't sleep. His agenda Yeah, he's done some twists and turns and backed off, and I think he's doing great on his position on immigrants. I mean, illegal immigrants. You have to realize, as a president, you shouldn't be a dictator or an emperor. Barry Hussein Obama was a dictator and an emperor and a rabid ideologue. Trump come in and say, we're going to do this. Well, maybe we not do that or this or that. Ever go to a doctor? And if you sit down and you have a problem, the doctor said, I think we can do this. And then he's sitting and thinking and says, well, maybe we should do that. It's just the thinking process out loud. Trump thinks out loud too much. But I can live with it. I'm enjoying my meals more. My bonus is 52 more. Notice I enjoy it much more since Trump was in. My whole life has changed. Oh, we're going to go to seasons 52.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Biz Talk Radio.
About my book, Crisis Tales, Five Rules for Coping with Crises in Business, Politics, and Life. I'm enjoying this interview very much, especially because Stu Taylor, who may be wrong politically about almost everything, is a gentleman and knows how to civilly disagree with my very liberal perspective.
All right, we got to come back quickly. We've got two guests in this last segment going. We're going right now to Kimberly Mitchell. She is the author of Life Under Blankets. That is published by Christian Faith Publishing. You can go to ChristianFaithPublishing.com, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. I'm going to open up with something you say I'm hiding under the blanket. And what people don't know about my blanket is that I can take it anywhere with me, anywhere at all. Talk about that and welcome.
Thank you. Good morning. So, yes, I wrote this book really completely on accident. I was going through depression and anxiety after my divorce. But what I found out on this journey was that I had already had been a victim of depression. So when I wrote this book, it really was a tool that I was using as a way to get my thoughts out of my head and make sense of the world around me. And so I found out that depression doesn't look like what I thought it should look like. I was walking around in life just fatigued, tired, aches and pains, and then I started losing weight. And I didn't understand what was going on with me. And when I tell you that I saw about 10 different doctors, I really mean that I saw about 10 different doctors. And they kept coming back and telling me, oh, you have depression. We can't find anything else wrong with you. It's depression. And I kept saying, no, it's not possible. I'm fine. I'm not sad. I'm okay. But what I didn't understand is that depression can show its face in many different ways.
How did you learn to overcome this? What was the turning point?
The turning point for me was when my doctor looked me in the face and she put her hand on my shoulder and she said, Kimberly, she said, if you don't stop what you're doing and do what I ask you to do, you're going to die. And it was in that moment that the light bulb came on, and then I realized something was really, really wrong. And so I had to learn how to fight. I had to learn that it was my battle to fight. I had been so busy blaming everybody and everything and thinking about all the things I didn't have and what went wrong. I was so focused on everything that I thought I should have right now in my life that I didn't see what I did have in front of me. So I went to church one day, drug myself to church. It was a challenge just to leave the house. And one of the ushers saw me, and I had a moment where I broke into tears. I sobbed. It was just awful. But it was so releasing at the same time. And she said,
What message do you want people to take from this book, people who are dealing with depression, unfortunate circumstances, tragedy? How would you articulate that message?
I would say to people, you have to fight to come out of this place. You have to fight to come out of this hole. It is your battle. And through worship and through prayer and through communicating and hitting it from all sides, that's how you're going to come out of this place. I hit it from the spiritual side, from the physical side, by going to the doctors, from the medical side. I couldn't just sit and say, okay, I'm just going to allow life to, you know, get the best of me and wither away while my kids and family are watching this happen. So this book is good for anyone that's in that situation, but not just them, but people.
All right, we're out of time.
Family.
Great message.
Okay.
Kimberly Mitchell, Life Under Blankets. Get it. It's published by Christian Faith Publishing. Good luck. God bless you, Kimberly. We're going to move on. Right now, joining us, Vernon Thomas. He's the author of The Seven Son and Seven Daughters. It's published by Christian Faith Publishing. You can go to ChristianFaithPublishing.com, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. Vernon, welcome. Tell us about your book.
Well, thank you very much. I wrote this book. My mother was my inspiration. My mother, at 13 years old, became a child as a mother. And my inspiration was my mother's love for God, her belief in sharing with others, and believing that if you believe and keep the faith, you could accomplish anything in life. Before 20 years old, my mother had five babies. And to move on a bit, my mother and father raised 14 children. And after 14 children, my inspiration, my mother, she went back to college. She became an educator for over 30 years. She became the oldest person to ever graduate from Malcolm X Junior College and on to earn three more degrees. On the streets of Chicago, she taught thousands and prayed with thousands. My mother passed. She went on, and my father passed. They're living with God now. And I feel that her word, her belief, her faith in God, all these things combined, I feel a necessity that I should do something. And I wanted the world to know, with the faith in God and never giving up, you can do anything. Nothing is impossible.
Can you do it without a belief in God? What about those atheists, agnostics? What do you say to them?
I say to them, try and have an open mind and try and look at other situations other than your own. Because we all have somewhat different beliefs. But in the end, if you would have an open mind and try other things, you would see God is the way, the truth, and the light.
Any closing comments? You've got about 40 seconds. What would you like to say that we haven't covered?
I would like to say my mother loved this one line from Lena Mason Bob. And when we as children didn't want to do our homework or got lazy, this is what she would make us say to her. She would say it to me. And we had to say, to educate a Negro unfit him or her for being a slave. My mother believed in God first. She believed in education, and she's living proof when she was living. Nothing is impossible if you keep the faith. And I wrote most of this in my book.
Well, I love this. It's a great story. I love inspirational stories like this. An inspirational journey, The Seven Son and Seven Daughters. Vernon Thomas, published by Christian Faith Publishing. This is Stu Taylor wishing you all a terrific weekend. Enjoy the inauguration. We'll see you back here on Monday.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,